we're going straight away to that report on the use of unapproved springs in spinal surgery at Temple Street Children's Hospital in Dublin. The review by the Health Information and Quality Authority finds the practice was wrong and that the three children treated in this way were not protected from harm. It describes the surgeries as well-intentioned but ill-considered. It also highlights a litany of management and governance failures at the hospital and at Children's Health Ireland. The person who used the springs, described in the report as Surgeon A, remains on leave. Today, CHI said it regrets what happened and that issues of poor performance and non-compliance with policies were being addressed with the staff involved. Within the past few minutes, the chair of the CHI board, Dr. Jim Brown, has announced his resignation. Joining us first of all this afternoon is Sean Egan. He's the Director of Healthcare Regulation with HICWA. Good afternoon and thanks for being with us.
Good afternoon, Rachel.
Can we start with the context in which all of this occurred? Because reading the report, that does feel significant. The management arrangements for Children's Health Ireland and for Temple Street Hospital, they sound far from ideal.
Well, I think firstly the important thing to mention here and to reflect on is the impact that this has had on the three children. What we identified through this review was an attempt to try and replicate a novel experimental surgical procedure that was currently being trialled in another hospital in another country. But what we found was the approach that was taken at CHI did not follow the standard approval processes. So it was not approved by the Ethics Committee, it wasn't approved by the Medical Device Committee, wouldn't have been approved by HPRA. And I think the important thing to have an awareness of here is that there was no official written approval from any manager within HSE in relation to the use of the springs. So ultimately what that resulted in was the implantation of wholly inappropriate metal material into three children. And as a consequence of that, they were put at potential harm due to the failures of oversight, governance and management at CHI.
You also find that there were long-standing issues with communications and team dynamics, as the report puts it, within the orthopaedic service at Temple Street. Can you explain?
Yeah, that's correct. So we identified, and in fact it had been identified by numerous reports conducted by CHI and management intervention dating back to 2019, that there were issues with team dynamics, communication, team working. And we think that that's a critical factor here, because in reading the report, it's quite clear that there are a number of points where these issues may have been identified. And one of the key themes that we've identified is that there seems to be an absence of questioning and communication around what was intended here, why and how. And as a consequence of that, this went through a number of different processes and procedures. It failed in terms of a number of safety checks that should have been attempted. And the lack of communication as a result of team dynamics, we believe, is a key contributory factor.
Let's move on then to that specific decision by the man known as Surgeon A to use these unapproved springs. What do you now know about why he made that decision?
As I said, I think there was an attempt here to try and treat a quite a difficult clinical situation with a new technique. But unfortunately, the approval processes that one would expect to be followed here for something that was as innovative as this were not followed. So there are clear processes and procedures. They were in place in CHI to be availed of, but they were not followed. And crucially, we're aware that there was not adequate communication and discussion with management around this, and clearly no written approval for this to occur.
He seems to have been influenced, as you say, by the work of a research team in the Netherlands. However, it also seems that he didn't contact that research team.
That's correct. We reached out to the research team at the University Medical Center in Utrecht in the Netherlands, and they presented interim findings in relation to their work as far back as 2018 at a conference that Surgeon A attended. He became aware of the technique. It was still very experimental at this time, but we're aware from speaking with the researchers in the Netherlands that there had been no contact with any surgeon in relation to this practice from Ireland.
Obviously, as you pointed out at the start, the three children and their families, they're at the heart of all of this and they're the people who matter most in all of this. How much information were they given about what was being done and about its experimental nature?
Well, we've been, I suppose, blessed that the families have assisted us with this review, not only for the purpose of their own learning, but for wider learning and to benefit other children going forward. And it's quite clear to us from our discussions with them, our interview with the surgeon and looking at documentation, that the level of information that they were provided for what was really an experimental procedure was nowhere near adequate. And as a consequence of that, in our report, we're quite clear in saying that any consent, insofar as it was provided by families, was not in any way adequate, and actually consent was not fully informed.
So they couldn't have given informed consent because they weren't given enough information.
No.
There's a significant added complication here. The springs that were used in these operations, they're of a grade that's not used normally in surgical implantation because they're known to corrode. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah, so what we identified through this process, and there were numerous points of miscommunication through the report, which are clearly outlined, but it's clear to us that there was a lack of clear and adequate checking in relation to the ordering, procurement and use of the springs. The springs were ordered from a company that provides industrial machinery, and they were added to a conventional rod system that would have ordinarily been used in surgery. The material that was used within the springs wasn't as intended, and it was of a grade which would never be used for implantation, and as a consequence it exposed children to potential harm.
So when were the families told about this? Because I think certainly when this was first reported about 18 months ago, it was said that two of the three children, I think, had had an operation at that stage to have the implants removed again.
Yes, so there were a series of surgeries where springs were implanted and then removed. Three children in total were impacted. But through the course of our review, it did take us some time to actually determine the specific nature of the springs, because there were various different communications within CHR around what they were actually made from. Through the review, we actually escalated concern when we identified the absolute nature of the material in April of 2023-24, and we raised it with CHI and asked them to openly disclose to the families that the material of the springs was as it was.
That must have been shocking for them.
We believe through our engagement with the families that, yes, it was an extremely difficult thing for them to hear. And we've sought assurances throughout the review from CHI that they've sought to support those families in every way possible, given what happened to them.
You make a number of recommendations, including a review of the governance arrangements at Children's Health Ireland, and also a review of the way it communicates with children and with families. Are you satisfied that these are being implemented?
Well, certainly we've made a number of recommendations from this report today. There were 9 for CHI, 9 for the HSE, and 1 for all healthcare services nationally, both publicly and privately. In the context of the recommendations for CHI, a large proportion of them relate to governance at CHI. We identified that there was a requirement for CHI to very clearly look at the way that it was organised from ward to board in terms of clinical and corporate governance to ensure that they have proper approval processes in place and proper oversight. You mentioned communication there as well. Mm-hmm. And one of the big deficits that we identified through this review was the approach to communication mm-hmm. from CHI.
Because even the team working in the theatre when these implants were inserted, they weren't aware of what was going on.
It would appear that they were not aware. And certainly there was absolutely no documentation that would support the fact that these springs were intended to be used, as you would expect with all of the processes that we have in place. So there was an absolute absence of clear and appropriate communication at many steps, as the report outlines. And as a consequence, something that never should have happened did happen. And I think it's important that we take the learning from this.
Sean Egan, thank you very much for being with us on the News at One.